Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking the last couple mornings about the promises of God and His faithfulness to them. And I would like to point out to you this morning what the Apostle Peter had to say about the promises of God. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, he writes this, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." What I'd like to point out here is that Peter points out to us that the promises that God gave us are exceeding great and precious. I think that's beautiful. He doesn't say they're really good and just kind of nonchalantly talks about the promises of God. No. He says they're exceeding great and precious promises. It's beautiful. Peter experienced them firsthand. He knew exactly what he was talking about. So I'd like to point out to you just a few of the promises of God this morning from His Word, and hopefully in doing so that you too will be delighted and encouraged and thrilled what God has given to us. There are so many promises, it's a bit difficult to decide which ones to give attention to. However, I've chosen to select just a few to look at briefly, very briefly this morning. And you can take a look at them in your own study later on and even get more benefit from them. The first one I'd like to point out to you is found in Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. And here's what God said through David. Many of you may even know these verses. Maybe you've memorized them, or maybe you already knew them from something from another time in your life. But here they are. God says through David, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." What he's talking about here is a man, a description of a man who's blessed. He's not walking in the counsel or the ways of the ungodly. He sees life from a biblical perspective, not from the world's counsel, but from God's point of view. This man also isn't one who spends a lot of time fellowshipping with unbelievers, standing in the way of sinners, sitting in the seat of the scornful, the word says here. He's not a man who socializes a lot with unbelievers. No, he's a man that chooses wisely the ones that he spends time with, those of like precious faith. Now, of course, we do rub shoulders at times when we're shopping, when we're out on business, doing other things like that. There's times when we rub shoulders with the world. That's not what he's talking about here. This man's delight is in the law of the Lord. It's in God. His delight is in God. His delight is in the Word of God. His delight is in a relationship with God. And in that man, verse 3, we have this promise. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water. He's going to bring forth fruit. His leaf shall not wither. I believe that means that man is full of life. He's not living a dead formality. Not at all. His life is enthusiastic. It's vibrant. It's full of life. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I'm not saying that that means that everything you touch is going to turn to gold. not what I'm saying. But I do believe that whatever we do as we live that close to the Lord, God will prosper it. There's another promise in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, and it reads like this: Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Wow. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Friend, is your life characterized by perfect peace? Or is your life one whirlwind and turmoil? Well, maybe you need to learn to trust in God. This verse says in Isaiah 26, verse 3, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. I believe that one of the reasons our Amish friends at the Nickel Mine School, at that happening, that shooting that took place there, I believe the reason that many of them found forgiveness for the one that did the wrong, and God gave them a real peace about that situation, was because they had learned to trust in God. There's another promise in Isaiah. This is found in chapter 40 in verse 31. And it reads like this: But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wow, what a beautiful promise. That word wait upon in the Hebrew means to bind together. As we are bound together with Christ in our relationship with Him, the Lord will renew your strength, our strength. You shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. And I believe He's talking about spiritually there, exercises, things that we do in the kingdom work. But I believe it also can mean in a physical sense too. God gives us the strength for the tasks that He gives us to do. Beautiful promise. Here's another one, given by Jesus Himself in Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, one of the Beatitudes there on the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said, Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. What a beautiful promise. Do you want to receive mercy? Be merciful. Blessed are the merciful. That's a promise. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Do you want to obtain mercy in your life? And in the life hereafter? And be merciful now. It's a promise. Another promise in Romans 8, and we need to draw this to a close. Another promise in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 1, says this: There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Did you get that? There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Have your sins been washed away by the blood of Christ? Are you in Christ? Are you walking with the Lord Jesus? If you've experienced the forgiveness of your sins and the cleansing through the blood of Christ, there is no more condemnation upon your life. Wow, what a promise. Well, our time is gone here, but there are many, many, many promises, and we could spend a whole hour just on one of these promises that we talked about. But I think we'll need to leave at that for today. The Bible is full of beautiful promises that God gave us. And tomorrow, I plan to talk about another promise that God gave us that has yet to be fulfilled. Join me tomorrow. God bless your day.